Parshas Chukas begins in a very striking way. The Torah Kedoshah tells us, Zois Chukas HaTorah. These are the Chukim, the laws of Torah. Now the problem is that the Pasuk introduces a particular set of laws, the Halachos of Parah Aduma, the Halachos of Tumah V'Tahara. And the question that the Or HaChaim deals with is, why is it that the Torah says specifically Chukas HaTorah? It should be Chukas Tumah V'Tahara. It should be Chukas Parah Aduma. Why the emphasis as if this represents all of Torah, Zois Chukas HaTorah? And the Or HaChaim says something fantastic. The Or HaChaim suggests that the halachos of Tumah V'Tahara and the halachos of Parah Aduma are particularly central and represent the essence of what is Torah. Because the halacha is that prior to Kabbalah HaTorah, that there was no Tumah V'Tahara. The whole idea that a body, a dead body, which is a vacuum of life, that it creates Tumah, didn't exist until after Har Sinai. And the proof, says the Or HaChaim, is the fact that when it comes to a goy, his body is not metame. And the reason for that is that Tumah is actually a byproduct, fascinating, that Tumah is a byproduct of Kabbalah HaTorah. In other words, without Kabbalah HaTorah, there wouldn't have been Tumah, says the Or HaChaim. It's because we were Mekabel Torah that we have the dinim of Tumah V'Tahara. That in itself is fascinating. That itself says Darshani. Why is it that with Kabbalah HaTorah comes Tumah V'Tahara? The Or HaChaim gives an interesting mashal. He says, when the Torah is saying Zos Chukas HaTorah, the Torah is telling us that with Torah sometimes comes negative components. And he explains, for example, he says you could have two vessels, one full of honey and the other full of excrement. The one that's full of honey actually attracts more bees than the one full of excrement. In other words, those things that have greater potential, have greater sweetness, they're also runs the risk of having negative things that come along. I think the Or HaChaim's term can be best expressed through the famous line of the Ramban that he wrote to his son when he came to Eretz Yisrael. He wrote, Kol ha-mekudosh mechaveroi mechurav yoyser mimenu. Those things that have a greater propensity for Kedusha, they also have the greater propensity for desolation and destruction. The Ramban was describing his coming to Eretz Yisrael and his feeling of that tremendous potential of Eretz Yisrael had been turned entirely on its head. Any time, says Or HaChaim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Kedusha, there's also a greater possibility for Tumah to come along with it. And the practical mussar for us is that our zechus of being those who are Mekabel Torah comes with it a tremendous responsibility. Comes with it a tremendous potential for good, but chas v'chalila also for bad. The Gemara in Kedushin tells us, Misha zacha, those who are zocha to achieve truly in Torah, nasa l'sam chayim, then it becomes a beautiful medicine. Lo zacha, nasa sam moves. Kabbalah HaTorah can also come along with negative things as well if we don't use it properly. Everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us comes with responsibility. And when we sing and we dance, Baruch Elokeinu Shebaranu Lechvoidoi Vivdilanu Minatayim V'nasan Lanu Tairas Emes, that joy of Vivdilanu Minatayim V'nasan Lanu Tairas Emes, we have to recognize that that is not a right, it's a responsibility. Intelligent people have pointed out that Yadus works very, very differently than democratic principles. That's not to say that we don't see value in democratic principles, but the basic tenets of Judaism are not based as they are in democratic systems based on individuals' rights, the Bill of Rights, but rather it comes along with responsibilities. Ein lecha ben chayrin el mishi yasav b'Torah. Someone who is free is someone who takes the responsibilities of Torah. Someone who's tasted the beauty of Torah, then that individual has the responsibilities. And in its vacuum, if he doesn't use Torah the right way, then chas v'chalila tumah could come in its place. That, the Or HaChaim says, is why we say zois chukas ha-Torah. That the halachos of tumah came about only because we had Torah. If we have Torah, then we have tremendous potential. If that potential is removed, then God forbid, in its vacuum comes tumah. That means that in our lives, we always have to be asking ourselves as B'nai Torah, are we using the vessel of Torah in the appropriate way? Because chas v'chalila, if we're not, the greater potential we have, the greater churban could also come as well. And I want to speak about three examples. Number one, I'm learning with some of the Talmidim now that are have returned to the United States. They are now involved as B'nai Torah in their communities in ways that wouldn't necessarily have been before. And that with it comes a tremendous responsibility. The Gemara in Yuma tells us that you have two people who learn Torah. The Gemara in Daf Pei Vav says that there are two people. One of those people learned Torah and attained spiritual heights, but there was a certain amount of integrity that was lost. They weren't exactly nasata v'nasasa be'emuna. The way they carried themselves didn't represent what Torah is. And the Gemara in Yuma says that people say in them, ma brios omrim alav, what do people say of them? Oy mi shelimdo Torah, woe are their rabbeim who taught them Torah. If that individual had not been taught Torah, then they wouldn't have been measured by that same measuring stick. In Eretz Yisrael, there's often people who complain that B'nai Torah are judged unfairly by the secular press. The Gemara in Yuma already said you're going to be judged and are going to be held by a higher standard. That's an expectation. The expectation that the world has is that Torah experience transformed you. And if Chas v'Chalila didn't, then what comes into its place, the Gemara in Yuma tells us, is a terrible Chilul Hashem. I was talking to our Talmidim who live in the neighborhood of Mishkafayim in Eretz Yisrael. And I said to them, the standards that we grew up in Chutz La'aretz are not the standards here in Eretz Yisrael. I'm not talking about the social standards. I'm talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's standards. The standards that HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands of us in Eretz Yisrael is a higher standard. Eretz asher tamid einei Hashem Elokecha ba mereishis hashana ad achris shana. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes are on Eretz Yisrael constantly, and that's the bracha, that we're constantly receiving the shefa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo k'Eretz Mitzrayim, the Eretz Mitzrayim and all the other worlds go b'derech hatev, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a particular hashkacha for Eretz Yisrael. But with that comes a responsibility. With that comes a demand that certain values and standards that HaKadosh Baruch Hu might have let us get away with, quote-unquote, in Chutz La'aretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks for more of us from in Eretz Yisrael. Kol ha-mikudosh mechaveiro mechurav yoser mimenu. if there is a certain standard of materialism that's acceptable in Chutz La'aretz, sometimes we have to ask ourselves whether that's acceptable in Eretz Yisrael. And finally, my Rebbe, Rebbe Braunschweig, may have refuah shlema, always used to say that when you come home, coming back to the Talmidim who have now returned to Chutz La'aretz, when you come home, your parents are not going to judge your growth in Torah by how well you could say over the ksais. They're going to judge your growth in Torah by the way in which you help out at home, by the way in which you show that your speech has been refined. Zois chukas ha-Torah. Whether you're able to show that Torah has elevated you to a point that you're no longer standard, that you're above. Because in the world of Torah, there is no standard. There is either Kedusha or Chas v'Chalil, the opposite, Tuma. As many have pointed out, the Mizbeach, the Kevesh of the Mizbeach, is a ramp. We're never in one place. We never stop. Don't make for me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, madrigals. Don't make for me steps. Rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, once you've begun this climb, it's a climb that's going to continue to go up. And there has to be a she'ifa to go up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forgive us if there are times that we don't live up to that standard. But the question is whether we have a desire to live up to that standard. Have we really, really, really been mekabel Torah? Zois chukas ha-Torah, that there's either Kedusha or Chas v'Chalil, the opposite. It's a strong musr, it's a heavy musr, but it's emes. It's a responsibility. Coming to Eretz Yisrael is a responsibility. Learning Torah, society begs of us a responsibility. And finally, when we return home, the biggest responsibility are the standards and the values of what the Zohar describes as 613 etzos of Iskarvus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Has that really, really become who we are? To the point that our families and our friends could truly, truly see in ourselves that Torah has transformed who we are. Bezer Hashem, we should be Zohar to be able to do that and to be able to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim.